I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the magical sound of voice and piano. Singer-songwriters. You know, the typical image that I always have when I hear the phrase singer-songwriter is a guitar player, an acoustic guitar player specifically. But as I've come to understand what a singer-songwriter means and just how wide a style of genres are encompassed by the idea of a singer that not only sings the music but composes the music, there's a special category of my favorite singer-songwriters that are truly gifted master pianists. So there's something special about the style of music that comes out of a piano and a vocal collaboration. There's a certain kind of energy to it. It's so different from the acoustic guitar sounds or the electric guitar sounds. I have a very interesting program today. We're going to be listening to a few different artists, and these don't necessarily represent a definitive list. This is merely the people that I have always loved, and I associate them with the piano sound that they have. And Elton John, I mean Elton John, he recorded his second album in 1970, a self-titled album called Elton John, and he followed that up with his third album a couple of months later in October of 1970 called Tumbleweed Connection. And there are some really amazing songs that he's written on these. He always collaborates with Bernie Taupin. And it's interesting because Elton and Bernie, they met each other through an advertisement. They both answered an ad looking for people to record music and musical demos and songwriters. So it turned out to be a real fortuitous meeting. We're going to be listening to first Border Song, and then we'll follow that up with Burn Down the Mission from Tumbleweed Connection. And then after we listen to Elton John, another contemporary musician that they seem to have so much in common when I heard them from the very beginning, a man named Leon Russell. From his 1969 album, Asylum Choir 2, we're going to be listening to two tracks. Leon Russell and Mark Benno wrote Learn How to Boogie, followed by Leon Russell's composition, Ballad of a Soldier. From 1969, Asylum Choir. So I love to hear the styles that these two men have, that New Orleans chunky piano feel, the way that they deliver the vocals. They truly do come from the same musical inspirations. Let's listen to Elton John's Border Song.
Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter. He has been here too. Distant calling from down the line. Brand of people who ain't my kind. Oh, there, Moses, I have been. Thank you.
you tell me there's an angel in your tree? Did he say he'd come to call on me? For things are getting desperate in our home, living in the parish of the restless folks I know. Everybody now, bring your family down to the riverside. Look to the east to see where the bats start to hide. Behind four walls of stone, the rich man sleeps. It's time we put the flame torch to their key.
Mission walls. was everybody worrying for? Ooh. If your world is cloudy, son, you're through. If you think there's nothing left to do, one small favor that I ask of you.
I took. And we'll all stand alone when the charge is laid. Sail away to live and walk away to die. We're all little children playing grown-up games. Can we burn the gun before the next time comes? Oh, stray dogs that live on the highway walk on three legs. The message. Give up and win, that's all I have to say. We haven't really won.
The piano-driven music of Leon Russell and Elton John. We just heard two songs from Elton John's 1970 album, Elton John and Tumbleweed Connection. We heard Border Song, and then we heard Burn Down the Mission, followed by Leon Russell and Mark Benno from the Asylum Choir 2 album, about the same time as Elton John's early recordings, 1969. We heard Learn How to Boogie and Ballad for a Soldier. These two gentlemen have so much in common when I hear their music, that piano-driven singing, songwriting. And they came together and acknowledged each other and recorded a project together, a CD, in 2010 called The Union. And there's Elton John on the cover, looking very much the British gentleman with a beautifully groomed haircut and a youthful appearance. And then there's Leon Russell, that southern gentleman with his long white hair and his white cowboy hat. And they recorded together. It's an interesting album called The Union. We're about to hear a song called If It Wasn't for Bad. It's an interesting album. There's a few songs that Leon Russell wrote. There's a few songs that Elton John and Bernie Taupin wrote. There's a song that Leon Russell and Bernie Taupin wrote. There's a couple of songs that Leon and Elton wrote together. It's a fabulous collaboration. Some of the songs, they're both playing piano. It's really amazing. We're about to hear If It Wasn't for Bad. And this song from The Union, released in 2010. This song was written by Leon Russell, and he's actually the one playing the piano, and Elton John and Leon Russell are sharing the lead vocals, Jim Keltner on drums and percussion. Here we go, If It Wasn't for Bad.
I knew from the first night I met you, something just wasn't quite right. Look like an innocent stranger, but something was just out of sight. How could I know that you would use me, fill out some plan of your own? I couldn't.
Yeah.
Elton John and Leon Russell, If It Wasn't For Bad. They recorded that album together in 2010. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So the concept Now and Then is, you know, it's fascinating for me when a musician is creative their entire lives. What did they sound like when they started? And then what's their most recent recording like? What are they doing now? What did they sound like then? Where are they now? And it was just really a beautiful segue, I think, to hear Elton and Leon at the beginning of their careers and then to hear them come together and play so beautifully. We've just heard two really gifted men, voice and piano. Now I'd like to listen to a couple of women who have got that same vital energy that the piano seems to bring to music. There's a woman named Laura Nero. She recorded an album back in 1969, about the exact same time of the Tumbleweed Connection that we heard from Elton John and Leon Russell's Asylum Choir. That very same year, 1969, Laura Nero recorded New York Tendaberry. And we'll be listening to a song from that called Save the Country. And then I have a very unusual recording which I found, which is a new recording for me. It's a live recording of Laura Nero, and this is from 1993. And this is from her final album that she released called Walk the Dog and Light the Light. The recording is live in 93. Laura Nero died of cancer at the age of 50 in 1997. So this is one of her final performances, the live recording of Walk the Dog and Light the Light. So Laura Nero, 1969, New York Tendaberry. About that same time, Carole King was recording and finally releasing her album Tapestry, which brought her to international fame. She had a career as a songwriter for many years before she finally recorded and sang her own songs. And once again, her music is piano-driven. There's something very similar to the piano styles of Laura Nero and Carole King. Carole King's Tapestry album, what an amazing album. Every single song on that record. Tapestry was released on February 10th in 1971, and just a few months later, in June of 1971, Carole King does a live performance at Carnegie Hall. So I thought it'd be really fun. We'll hear Laura Nero singing live, and then we'll hear Carole King's live at Carnegie Hall, 1971. We'll hear two songs from her Tapestry album, I Feel the Earth Move, followed by Home Again. So the voice and piano of Laura Nero and then Carole King.
I got fury in my soul. Fury's gonna do. Thank you. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're I see your face, mellow as the month of May. Oh, darling, I can't stand it when you look at me that way. Hey, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're thank you. just can't tame. I just got to have your baby. Yeah. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I just lose control.
Carole King. Wow, a tumbling down live at Carnegie Hall just a couple of months after she released the Tapestry album in 1971. And before that, we heard another fabulous voice and piano singer-songwriter, Laura Nyro. From her 1969 New York Tendaberry, we heard Save the Country, followed by a live recording of Walk the Dog and Light the Light. So Carole King, amazing, yes. That was, you know, 1971. And she got together with James Taylor in 2010 out in California at a nightclub called The Troubadour. And they recorded a live performance together. And it's incredible to hear Carole King live 40 years later. We just heard her live at Carnegie Hall. Let's hear Carole King live at the Troubadour, So Far Away. Carole King.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just a time away. Long ago I reached for so many dreams.
Carole King, So Far Away. That's Carole King singing live at the Troubadour out in West Hollywood, California in 2010. So today's program is about voice and piano. Let's go back in time at the same nightclub, the Troubadour out in California. Let's go back to 1969 and hear a songwriter, a singer-songwriter, who plays the piano in a way that I find so expressive. A man you maybe have never heard of, and then maybe again you know the music of Biff Rose. This is a recording that came out on his Children of Light album in 1969. This is Biff Rose live at the Troubadour, Color Blind Blues. Biff Rose.
Now I'm making personal appearances, and I'm talking first before I play, because I play the piano on the record. This is it. This is my lady. Gotta treat her real right. A lot of people come up here and put drinks on her head. And I see some, you know, put cigarettes out on the keys. You ain't supposed to do that to a lady. Right? You got to treat a lady with love, man. They tear wood off of her and everything. Splinters. Poor chick. You know? Ladies that work in nightclubs are prostitutes. I mean, lady pianos, you know? They really treat them rough. They don't have any respect for them, you know? But I do. I like to rap about it a little bit, because if you talk about it in a good way, you know, it picks up the vibrations, the piano does. Because, you know, it's doing its thing to the best of its ability. And if I pay some attention to it and really dig it, who knows, man? It'll, you know, be destroyed in time and it'll all die and go away, but it'll come back somehow, because the energy's never lost. And that'll be good. I can see it now, man, 20 years hence or 15, or who knows when, some beautiful chick come up to me and say, "You remember me?"
The civil rights movement is for people who are brown. The communist movement is for people who are red. There's some whites hanging around. Vietnamese are yellow, so it said, and I got the blues. I got those colorblind blues. Black power, white power, green power, purple. Thanks a lot. At the end of the rainbow, I just know there's pot. And I hear it's gold.
Oh, you're a rock. If you only knew I was really a narc. And this is the way we work nowadays. We disguise ourselves as entertainers and just dig you. I'm gonna bust this damn audience.
We're gonna travel in space, regardless of any race. We're gonna run into some intelligent life out there that's got 15,000 colors in his face. And I got those colorblind blues. Oh, yeah. If the red, white, and blue sometimes get you down, let's change it to the red, white, and brown.
The children of light will be allowed to walk the planet in peace. The children of light will be permitted to talk to each other in peace. The chaos of cities will bring down the tyrants. Listen, vote for me, vote for me. Hear them speak. Force of deception has uneven rhythms. listen to the man who's afraid. The man who's afraid will have all kinds of answers. We need more law and order, more law and order to problems within his own head. The threat from the outside is now and forever a lie. And the children of light will be given a means of escape from a world wrapped in flame. The children of light know each other. Truth is always the same. Are you a child of the light? Are we children of light? Just ask and receive. Yourself, you must ask and receive. The children of light will be permitted to look through each other's eyes.
Biff Rose, The Children of Light. And right before that, we heard Colorblind Blues, both recorded in 1969. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program, Voice and Piano. So, Biff Rose, his very first album in 1968 was called The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side. And his most recent album, which was just recorded and released in July of 2011, is called Thorn 2. Let's hear another song from the singer-songwriter, Biff Rose. He recorded this down in New Orleans, and this song is called Home is Just as Good as Any Place. Voice and Piano of Biff Rose.
Just as good as any place when you're alone. Love is just another alibi for having a home. And I wonder how we ever managed to stay apart. And I wonder at all the breaks it takes to heal the breaking heart. Boston is where they have a marathon when you're alone. Just stay home. And I wonder who would win it. If Paul Revere were there, would he ride his horse? And if he did, would he give everybody else a head start? Just to be fair. When you're alone, the marathon is marrow in a bone, so lonely, stay home. Sam Adams. Yes, I wonder if Samuel Adams cheered first time the British ran. The patriots chasing rainbows and raincoats. Two if by sea, one if by land. Another castle in the sand. You and me float in the moat with a boat.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233 AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online at WJFFRadio.org.